Okay, so like story time, right? So I was, I went to the gym for the first time after everything opened up, you know, and like that means the locker rooms open up completely. There's no like spacing and anything. And so like I went to go shower because when I do work out, I prefer to shower before and after just so that I feel clean while doing it. And then after that, I go and shower again and I feel clean when I leave the gym. And like as much as I like being musky, I usually build up musk for at-home workouts just so that, you know, I can enjoy it. That way I don't feel like any form of discomfort and self-conscious or anything. So I go and shower and then I get in the stall and I close the stall door. And then in my head, I'm just like, what if like something happened to you just now? Like just the feeling of being in a shower, in a communal shower, just got to you and you couldn't get soft again. And then I was like, that's not going to happen. And then it happened. Like, my penis started getting engorged. It started getting hard. And I was like, oh, fuck, it's happening. And I was just like, no, stop. And my penis got hard and it was, like, throbbing and leaking. And I was like, fuck, that's not good. And so I tried to, like, push in between my legs and everything. But then I was like, oh, no, someone's going to see. And they're going to be like, what the fuck is going on over there? And then I let it go and my dick like swung up and then hit my belly and I was like, oh fuck. And then I like turned around and I closed the door so I could like jerk off a little and try to get it soft and everything. And I was like, I just started masturbating and it was weird. It was weirder because there were other people around too. So like I was trying not to be noticed at the same time. So I closed the door, even though they had theirs open. So they both turned around because they saw movement. And I was like, fuck, they know something's up and all that shit. Because I'm just like an anxious fucking little masturbator sometimes. So, you know, I masturbated a bit with the door closed. And I was like, fuck, if I don't open the door, they're going to think something weird's happening. And then so I opened the door with a big fucking boner just sticking out. And they both like stare at it. And then, you know, suddenly they're interested, you know. Like one Latin guy in there, he was washing his body in a particular way because he had just been swimming. So, you know, I just noticed that, like, he was, he had a penis sticking out of his shorts, you know, and that's it. Like, that's what fucking triggered me, and that's why I couldn't stop masturbating. And, you know, I just kept masturbating in the corner trying to hide it as much as I could because I had to leave the door open so that way they didn't just see the silhouette of me masturbating and everything. And it was really fucking uncomfortable for penis, so I had to stop. And, you know, I got dressed, worked out, and then I couldn't stop fucking thinking about going back, just satisfying the urge to go back and shower. So, you know, finished my workout as fast as possible, did the perfect fucking form, listened to some porn while I was lifting. And then so I went in. No one's in the showers this time, except, you know, two guys walk in, two guys walk out, both of them fucking naked, head to toe, and I was just in there masturbating, just knowing that other guys were just around and trying to hide it, not trying to show it to anyone, like, you know, if I had to reach over for soap, my dick would get exposed out of the cubicle and everything. But other than that, like, I try my best to hide my masturbation, try to make sure that no one sees it. Try not to get exposed to the public because, you know, there's consent involved. So I definitely try not to let people know I masturbate in the gym showers. Just because it's really fucking intense if they see me masturbate, you know. So, like, I'll just hunch over and kind of masturbate. And so, like, they don't see my dick being stroked. They don't see me using the gym soap to lube up my cock, even though I know it dries it out. They don't see me doing that, like, as a pathetic fucking masturbator who doesn't have fucking lube, so he has to bend over and use soap to stroke his cock. You know, my pubes smell like fucking detergent now. It's so fucking nasty. You know, it all wouldn't have happened if I wasn't a fucking bather. That's why they make it dry your skin and everything. They put the soap in there that dries your skin to prevent chronic masturbators from masturbating, but, you know, you're a chronic masturbator, you do it anyway. So I did it. I think I masturbated for like 30 minutes in the gym. It felt really good. I'd do it again. I definitely might just walk through the locker room naked just because, like, there's nothing wrong with that, nothing wrong with male nudity. And if anyone complains, you know, like, that's on them. I'm just a fucking naked man just walking through the locker room. I'm just one of those guys. Especially because, like, they usually tend to be older guys who used to, like, usually are comfortable with walking around naked. But I'm just, like, a younger guy that'll just walk around naked in the fucking locker room and just masturbate. Because, like, when I go home and shower, you know, I'm always masturbating in the shower. You know, that's what I do. Is, like, I'll turn on the water and I'll just start jerking off. Because, you know, like, no one ever taught me to do anything different. So, you know, like, you can't really blame me. No one ever told me you're not supposed to masturbate while you're showering. And now it's such a habit that, like, I can't really quit it. You know, that's what I like to think of all the guys that masturbate in the shower. No one ever taught them to stop. No one ever told them to stop. So whenever they get in the shower, it just turns them on. It makes them want to masturbate. Just feeling the water go down their skin just turns them on. It triggers that Pavlovian response. Just hearing the shower turn on. And just being all warm and feeling the water run down you. Just getting used to the temperature of the water. That's exactly what people do whenever they shower. Whenever your friend says they're going to go shower, they're in there masturbating. That's why they take so long, because, you know, you should be in and out if you take a shower. You know, I've definitely had showers where I get in, I wash my genitals and nothing else, because that's all that fucking matters to me when I shower, is I just wash my genitals and I masturbate. And I just sit there and just kind of just scrub my penis with my hand and just some lube, sometimes water-based lube, and just feel really good. Just knowing that I'm taking care of myself, knowing that I'm keeping clean down there. Because, you know, you can let your pit smell bad. You can let other things collect some musk. But, you know, you just get in there and you just masturbate. I think it's completely normal. Like, if I saw a guy masturbating in the locker room, I wouldn't complain. Because you'd have to go through the embarrassment of telling someone that you were looking at someone masturbate. And then you have to get really fucking offended. And say, why is there someone masturbating in the locker room? And then, you know, all of the topics of privacy and everything just start getting involved. So, you know, it's easier just not to say anything. Just let guys just masturbate in the fucking gym. It's not like they're having sex to some people. You know, it just really turns me on thinking that I'll be the reason why someone changes their gym. I'll just masturbate and masturbate and masturbate. And then someone will be like, I have got to find another gym. It's just full of chronic masturbators. And I'll just be one of them that pushed them away. And then pretty soon, over time, it'll just be a gym full of chronic masturbators just pawing at each other. Just going in the back, having circle jerks in the stalls. The management can't do anything about it because it's all fucking chronic masturbators. You know, they're all paying customers. You fucking raise hell about it, then all the clientele will just go to another gym and ruin them. And collect more and more members for more and more members. That's my fucking biggest fantasy, is that fucking everyone just starts scheduling times and being like, let's meet at noon and fucking masturbate, and then we'll go lift, get nice and strong, go in the back, then two to a stall, two to a cubicle, three to four to a cubicle, and just masturbating, and then just leave at the same time. Just keep the busy fucking gym. Just cycle out guys. Have guys waiting in line for showers. Waiting in line to get their rocks off. And they'll just go to work, go home, go back to their families. That's the fucking goal with any fucking gym, shower, any public showers. You just get it full of masturbators. Not even guys touching each other. Guys are too shy to fucking touch each other. They just fucking want to masturbate and just get off. Just maybe have a helping hand here and there. Just pure fucking masturbators, no fucking sex. And that's why the gym can't do anything about it. It's just fucking masturbating. It's your fucking body. And that's what I fucking want whenever I masturbate. I just imagine that I'm just making the gym fucking worse and better for fucking masturbators. Just increasing the chance that a guy fucking masturbates. Letting a guy know that it's safe to masturbate here. He doesn't have to worry about it. It doesn't mean anything. Just letting a guy just really have a place to let go, let off some steam. You know, maybe he lives with family, maybe he lives with a bunch of roommates. Just let him know that this is the place to come, this is the place to edge, this is the place to just enjoy yourself and just work on your body and work out your body and work out your penis. That's why I love fucking jerking off in gym showers. They're the fucking hottest.
Oh, they're so fucking hot with just exposed asses, exposed cocks, just ready to fucking masturbate, ready to fucking lift, and ready to fucking feel good.